little disclaimer that I, Mystic, am an employee of Wizards of the Coast on the D&D team.
Last time on Utopia Podcast, the party escaped a fight with Zazriel, the god of undeath, and the previous Nightmare King, Arudi having disappeared, seemingly his magic being siphoned from him. They made their way through a Bogle portal into the Feywild, where only Godfrey and Garakias' corporeal form could exist. The rest of the party, tied to the teleport, took a rest while they could, in shimmering, incorporeal forms. They have conversations with Godfrey, talk about their woes, their wants, their worries, and what they've learned. And in the morning, they wake up to find a visitor named Elisar. They begin to chat with him about Anubis, the god of death, whom he is a squire for, and his journey to come and stop the god of the undead. It's in this conversation that we find the party.
Godfrey, if anyone can attempt not to use this power and lock it up, I think the best person would be Godfrey.
Keep in mind there are... Morgus kind of looks up. There are two sources of power here. We're funneling two, either into one person or more than one of us.
And there's also the chaos option. And Godfrey will pat Garakias on the head.
Yeah, I don't trust Nyx. Garakias works for Nyx. No offense, Garakias.
Yeah, I'm with Livy on this one. I, much as I'm not a fan of, you know, the constant smell of dog in the party, I don't know that I trust Garakias not to run back off to Nyx.
I was thinking about the undead part. I don't want it, but it might be appropriate if I carried it. I already not exactly alive. And I don't want that to happen to all of you. It's not a pleasant experience.
Your point, Livy. And I'm not trying to call you out. Morgus sort of puts down his work that he's doing for a moment. The temptation to use that kind of power is something to be considered, so all of us need to do some some reflection.
I understand.
But whether or not we would be tempted to use that power. It's been said that we trust Godfrey. Do we trust ourselves?
I don't want it.
I
set out to be a hero, not a god. That sounds awful.
Don't want it. I also know what it's like to be suddenly given a lot of power at a terrible cost in choosing something differently. I had to starve myself to not drink blood originally. It was a gamble doing what I did. I probably should have died. And I didn't. It is the only reason I suggested myself, and not because I want it. I understand. I know I can, at least in the power I received, which is going to be vastly different from literally this, but I have faced overwhelming power before and turned it down and chose something different.
Thank you for that honesty, Livy. I also don't want the power of the undead. The power of our nature, whatever it was that Erudi had, that Zazriel absorbed. That power I would be only too tempted to study. I don't think I should receive that power.
Don't forget the dream, bro.
That is the power that tempts me most of all.
I think it would...
That's a worthy plan. I can try to help with the distraction of Zazriel by countering his ability to fly. Trying to.
How are we distracting him exactly? Like, we start telling him jokes or?
Whatever we gotta do.
It sounds like his pet might be there. He has a pet Faladar. He used to ride around on a mount at parties like a... he loved that thing. Might be a worthy distraction if you try and take it out.
Oh, that's why he got pissed at Faladar. Us.
Ziba, are you ready to ride a Faladar?
That would be pretty cool, but I don't think it would let me ride it. It didn't seem much of a fan last time we met it. I mean, I've ridden crabs, and I could say I've ridden a lion, and that would be pretty cool, but...
It's had a night to sleep on it.
You're right! You're right! Maybe it'll be in a better headspace.
Everyone good with this plan? Plan B, I kill Zazriel, take the power, we go from there. Plan C, I cut off everyone's foot.
What's plan D?
We drink tea.
Okay!
We do monster plan. Mash.
We mash monsters with our fists?
What about the Transylvania like twist?
Can I use my sword?
Those words make no sense to me.
Understood.
I brought some muffins. Would you like a muffin?
Yes.
Is it going to taste weird like all the other ones I had in the dream world?
I don't know.
Those are scones, Monday.
It's like brings about a plate of muffins. You can't eat muffins, but you can catch them! And he tries to throw one at you, Godfrey.
Okay.
Do you try to catch it?
Well, he has to make an attack roll first.
Okay.
I'll roll dice.
He's in first no. dice roll of the session.
No, it's very cheery for the squire of the
DM dice roll of the session.
He just misses.
It just doesn't even make it to me.
It just and where it falls, you see like a beautiful little like weird ass orange and blue and bright shiny glitter gold flower grow.
Wild. I hate to do this, but Morgus is going to prestidigitate Sibba's muffin.
No! Let me enjoy a good pastry treat! God damn it!
What do you make it taste like?
First a crab cake.
God damn
and
it.
Then tiramisu. And then, like, chocolate cake. It's gonna be pleasant, but it's gonna change every time.
We're gonna get out of the dreamscape. You're gonna pull this shit, and then Zibba's gonna think she's still dreaming because of this. Because of this moment.
At some point in between all of them, you just get the taste of like a whole wheat bran muffin, which is what it is. That's what everyone else tastes. It's
so much worse.
It's just like a whole wheat bran muffin.
Oh, God, bring the crab back.
Morgus will only do like three or four and then be done with it.
Would you like a blessing before you go?
Sure. From the god of death? I would like to avoid that.
Could be helpful.
I would like that.
I'll take it.
You have to be willing.
It's not gonna make us die, right?
Like, no.
Why are you allowed to do this? You're just a squire.
Well, I am trusted. And you, Scylla?
I think seeing her friends openly, willingly take this, dissociatively kind of walks nearer and nods. Yeah. I will, please.
Great. He walks around and he says, "Death may not take you. Death may not take you." He touches you all. And he casts Death Ward on all of you.
As he does this to Scylla, she mounts it along with
You all now have another relentless endurance, essentially. If you were going to drop to zero, you drop to one instead. And once that happens once, the spell ends or until you take a long rest.
They're going to be like, this kid just won't die.
But also, it prevents an effect that would immediately kill you.
Correct.
Goes on.
Well, anything else I can help with?
Do we make any progress on, like, how to make a key to do the thing and bind the thing?
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
I'm realizing
no,
now that Morgus,
you have no idea.
Morgus immediately got distracted with the conversation and then the muffins.
Yeah.
So let's go back to that.
As you like in between bites of this bran muffin, Elisar is like, sounds like there's a rune of planar binding at the bottom there. Maybe it just needs more juice.
Oh, before I forget, your hand. It's by the cottage where Medusa and Rudy are.
Pretty sure Zibba picked it up. Someone picked it up.
I'm pretty sure it's in my backpack.
Someone has it.
I am pretty sure it is in my dream world
the backpack.
As but Libby, if you're saying this to him, like, oh,
oh no, I remember that.
I remember Morgus being disgusted with the backpack thing.
Yeah, it's definitely in there.
Between, like, maybe Morgus and Libby about, I'm not cleaning her backpack again, or yeah, something like that.
Yeah, there was. Mm-hmm. It's definitely in there. Yeah, I have it written down also.
So
just Libby wasn't sure if I should bring that up.
Okay, so Libby will shuffle to... He seems like he's trying to help us. Maybe you could give him back, you know.
But I found that fair and square.
if you dropped your sword...
He let Zilla keep the card deck.
If you dropped your sword and he found it, you would want it back, wouldn't
you? But I have it with all my other treasures, with the little crab-leg shell and the flower I plucked. And you know, I have to have something from this trip, too.
You were just saying you wish more people would be nice.
You're right. I'll be kind. And so we'll, like, dig through her bag and kind of pick it up by the index finger and be like... This is for you.
Oh, my hand. Thank goodness. He undoes the wrap. You see just like a bloody stump with like the bone sticking out of it. He like reattaches it and like casts a spell. He just casts Cure Wounds on himself.
Yeah, I guess you wanted to keep it. I mean, I didn't find it for you.
Ha ha ha. But yes, I feel like if you were to activate the glyph of planar binding, maybe just casting a spell into it, and then we triangulate the spell in between a couple of points with Zazriel in the center and also the key, we might be able to, you know, channel the energy.
I understand all of that, but do we need a new key or do we use the old key?
Oh yes, absolutely. We need a new key.
Okay, so making the new key. Let's get back to that point.
Can anything be the key? A creature, a person, a piece of fingernail, a rock.
A deck of cards?
Maybe we could have that hand back and we could put it...
No, what about the deck of cards?
Magnifying glass?
Could Would the be. Deck of cards be okay?
Didn't you take a Cyclops eye once? Was that the magnifying glass?
The cards that we had, that we used to break the spell in the first place, they're no longer magical. Can they be used as the key? Can we make that?
Could certainly use another card.
Then we have to keep track of 52 cards. Oh, wait, one card. Got
just
it.
Just one card.
All right. What? Well, Scylla, are you willing to part with a single card to make a key?
I tried to give the deck back to begin with.
All right. Which card would be ironic for Zazriel to be contained?
Still starts flipping through.
Important decision.
It's a lot of cards.
Is there a tower?
How many cards are in that deck?
Is there a hanged man card in there?
Alistair. I actually have a question before we finish what we're going to do. Can these powers... So they can give people unlife. Can they take that away?
Not sure exactly what you're talking about.
So if...
Take away unlife.
Right. Make the person what they were before. They were...
That's just a double negative, right?
I am a historian. I'm not a linguist.
To, like, give life?
I don't know if it would give a person, it might just kill them. But is it possible to make someone not immortal, I guess?
It's perhaps best to just think of the powers of the King of the Undead just as a very, very old and very powerful necromancer.
Necromancer? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a common thing?
If, let's say, I had this power and I saw a vampire, random question, I couldn't make them not a vampire.
That's not true. Vampirism is not attached to the undead. It just makes you not alive.
Okay, Okay, we're back to the not alive and unlive. Is there a difference here?
Out of my depths.
Don't shrug. Please don't shrug.
Scylla looks down at Zibba. Semantics. Dead.
And unlife meaning undeath. You can remove undeath by, you know, if something is alive and then dead and then undead, it can go back to being dead.
But he just said that vampires were different than the undead.
That sounds like a semantic technicality to me.
Not alive, so doesn't...
Anyway.
Sometimes I like to think about it in regards to a soul, maybe. Vampires still have souls. Undead, who have never actually died, still have souls. But someone brought back to life at the whim of a necromancer is simply just a skeleton animated by magic.
So anything referred to as dead doesn't have a soul, but anything referred to as unalive
is... An element of free will.
Does have a soul.
Sure.
All right, that's just what I was curious about. But back onto our plan, it seems to me our goals are talk to him first, see what he has to say. If he doesn't release us and his other victims, we try to siphon the power off of him. If we can't siphon the power off of him, we try really hard to murder what cannot be killed.
Morgus, give me...
Yes.
An arcana or a history check. And Godfrey, you can give me a perception check. All right.
Well, what did you guys get?
So organic, I can't even believe it. I can't believe this is the first time we've rolled these dice.
Yep, that's a natural one on my d20.
We had a technical error and went back recorded. Marcus got an 8. Godfrey got a dirty 20.
That'd be a 26 this time.
Wow, okay. Marcus, you remember that Aridi was wearing a ring and using that ring to cast his dream magic. Specifically, you didn't see Aridi cast any earth magic spells in the arena. Just as an FYI. And Godfrey, you remember seeing that ring and its interactions with Zazriel, sort of dissolving, floating up towards Zazriel when the magic was being drawn from the ring from Aridi towards the end of the battle. And as an additional note, I would say, as you walked the rope up to the portal, you saw that ring sitting on the ledge within one of the crags of broken earth from the earthquake spell.
Okay, well, he hasn't cleaned up. I know where the ring is.
Can't imagine that'd be his first priority.
What ring? It's like you had a whole conversation with yourself in your head.
There was the ring he was casting from, and then he had a nose ring. I just want to be clear.
Godfrey will describe in pure objectivity exactly what happened with the ring.
Oh, Rudy's ring. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's tied to an object? It's definitely the one on the finger, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just being facetious.
So do you think if we bring those non-magical artifacts that used to hold bits of power in them back, that they could be reused? Or do we need Argos to help us with that?
What about magical artifacts given to us by Guts? got a little dangly thing on my sword now. Didn't used to smoke like that.
I think that if an artifact acted as a vessel once, it can act as a vessel again. So I think getting that ring would be very beneficial for us.
Okay. So, does everyone agree with the plan? Livy, are you ready to begin? I think this is going to start with you. You're the only one of us who I think has the ability to speak Celestial and to understand and to converse.
Alrighty, no pressure.
How can you pick up something like that?
What was it? You mean the language? I studied it for many years.
To talk to no one? How many people do you know speak to the Celestial?
Well, it's in a lot of ancient texts that I had to decipher in my classes. In
books,
my
I should have guessed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe you had to cast tongues last time.
I cast tongues to talk to the gnolls, but Livy just knows Celestial.
Awesome. Cool. The bogles.
The bogles.
The gnolls, yeah.
I don't know.
Narvils, the bogles.
I'm going to say, please say there were no gnolls. Don't let there be gnolls.
I don't like gnolls anymore.
All right, so are you ready? Livy, you'll have to be the one to start us off. You're the only one who can speak to him.
Yep. A lot of pressure. But I should be good. All right.
How the heck do you know how to speak to gods? You've met them before?
No. It's just important in my line of work. There's some texts that are only in Celestial, so I just learned how to speak Celestial in college. To
read books? Not to speak to anyone, just to read books.
Well, how many gods do you know?
Well, that's why I don't speak Celestial. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, it seems to be useful.
Well, I know a few now, Godfrey, but I didn't before. So count it on your fingers. It's hard to pick up a language in how many? Maybe a month? I don't know how long I've been out here, to be honest.
Scylla, yes. Thinking about our different options, if we want to try anchoring Zazriel's power again, we could use one of the cards. Do you have any in mind?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a deck at this point, but she takes it back out of her shin pocket and starts flipping through. Sorry, I hadn't picked one. That wasn't the thing that I had prepared.
Okay.
Sorry. If you want to do something, and I'll pick.
What about justice? Are they hidden demon?
We could use any card. It doesn't have to be a specific one. And I'm sorry, did you just pull that out of your boot?
Yeah, where else do you keep your tarot cards?
I apparently need to get some tarot cards to put in my boot.
The GM sent me a Taroka card, and they're different. That's why I don't have the names off the top of my head.
It's okay.
It can. Yeah. Scylla just picks one at random.
Yeah.
Oh, that one's very pretty. I like it. Good choice.
Don't you make me entire symbolism of this card to being something ominous? Just thought.
And
before we do go, actually, and Morgus will turn to Elisar? Elisar? Oh, I don't see it. Do you know the details of sealing ritual?
No. Far before my time.
You didn't study it?
I'm sorry, please don't talk at the same time. What was that you said?
I was just gonna ask, can't you ask, you know, God of Death, doesn't he know? Can't you communicate with him?
I just thought maybe you should have already studied that if it happened so long ago and it's your job, kinda.
Oh, I'm not a scholar.
That's very funny. No, but you were sent out here to get these powers to take back the seal away, right?
Yeah. I was handed a deck of cards.
Part of your job.
I made it my way out here. I was just told that the deck was the key and the key would draw me to the place.
Oh, God.
Well, thank you for that. That helps me know what my options are. So thank you.
Of course.
For that. And Morgus will then turn to Godfrey. We're definitely going to have to be figuring things out on the fly. I will be working on that while any conversations are happening. If you can get that ring, that would be very useful for us. Because what we may have to do, if it comes down to it, is we may have to embody these powers temporarily before seeking out one who can siphon them off.
All right.
Yeah. I just wanted to sort of understand whether or not I could take something with us into the situation, but I'll be working on the fly.
I will get you that ring.
I do know that there's 3 points of power that need to be activated once you activate the thing at the bottom, if that's helpful.
That's very helpful. That's
army of Narbils. You just have to activate them with the spell. We're going to open the portals and then triangulate and then down into the hole, and then it was done.
Did you study this at all?
Is your magic more instinctive than studied?
Oh, absolutely.
I can tell.
Maybe I'll be better. I'll go to school, I promise.
Try not to take that as an insult.
Livy just pats.
I didn't mean it as an insult.
I did.
Oh, dear.
He, like, magics the cup of tea out of Morgus's hand.
Morgus may or may not say something about, you know, resting on good looks under his breath. Moving on.
Well, I'll wait for the Narbils to point back to me, and, hopefully I won't have to kill you. Later. You could always come to Erebus, you know. You know where it is. And he winks at Scylla.
One more time?
Did you mean Anubis?
Feels like a threat. Sorry.
Anubis.
You cast time stop and gift of gab.
I did this to myself.
I love the combination of a 9th level time stop to cast gift of gab. Like multiple times.
Scylla shoots him a look. Livy, hey, before we go, Would you come here a second?
Yep. Livy heads over.
Kind of warms up her hands a little bit together. You're first up and you're going to get close. Can I give you something?
Heroism? actually, do you think Sanctuary would work? He's a god, probably not, but...
I mean, I don't know that I can offer that much protection, but I can offer a little something, you know. And as she says this, she shoots another look over at Alisar. And then back over to Livy, kind of shakes it off a little and puts her hands just on your shoulders, closes her eyes and says, "May she protect you." And nods back over, hands off. And I'm going to cast Dedication Ceremony. So for the next 24 hours, you get a D4 on a saving throw. Ooh. From Ooh. My God's grace. So, GM, that's poor boo.
When you cast this, and you say, "May she protect." Are you thinking about my Shiria, or are you thinking about your time in the woods and the magic that
you channel? Yeah. So what I'm casting this, what I'm evoking, I'm saying these words, but what I'm feeling are the things that Scylla knows to find power in.
Okay. This does take an hour to cast.
We had a really long time.
It does take an hour to cast.
Mm-hmm. We're a dream. Time's irrelevant.
So everyone prepares and gets ready. Scylla casts.
Mortis is going to take some time, if that's the case, to like just fully understand what Alisar was talking about regarding the three things and the whoosh and the flash, so that he will understand like what to execute when we need to.
Yeah, give me an Arcana check. It's a very low save.
Thank you for that mercy.
He pretty much gave you almost all of it.
11.
That's great.
Thank you.
You get the sense that, like, once you're able to do whatever you need to do to activate the rune at the bottom of the pit, 3 points of magic dispersal will sort of light up or vibrate, make themselves known at the base level of the arena. And 3 of you, all at the same time, will need to cast a spell on the binding key from those 3 points at the same time. And that binding key should be as close to the center of that rune in the pit as possible. Hence making what he called the triangulation and the beam down into the pit. Yeah.
What a special little guy.
Mm-hmm. Always question that ring being on a ledge. Is that ledge in the center or like up by the side?
It was like up by the side underneath where you all walked across the rope.
Gonna say that would be nice and convenient. Anyway, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And Morgus will share all of that with the whole group so that we understand this is what we have to do if we're gonna do that.
Yeah.
I think as Scylla's doing this, Livy hems and haws and is trying to find inventions. I don't know if this is welcome, but, and I don't know what went on really in your past, but I just wanted to say you're not defined by the choices that were made for you by people. You can be whatever, and you can do things for whoever you want now. I just wanted you to know that.
I do. Do them. Thank you, Livy. Shakes her head.
Yeah.
This could all still be a dream for all I know. I can't think about that right now. And looks back over at Alisar, can't think about what might still be a nightmare. I don't know what you saw coming in here. I think I know what you saw coming in here. But not until we're out of here and safe and that town is safe can I deal with what that, back to Alisar, might mean for me. So thank you. But if I'm going to be any good to any of you right now, I can't think about that.
You no matter what you do, you're always good enough.
You too, Libby.
Thank you.
During this time, Godfrey goes off and writes a letter.
Okay.
By chance, what's everyone's passive perception?
Hello. Very low.
Not high enough. 13.
11.
Okay.
My passive intelligence, though, it's a bit cracked.
No reason. I'm just going to send a quick message.
All right. While this hour is passing, Alisar just kind of finishes his tea, stands up off the stump he was on. It's great meeting you. Good luck.
It was nice to meet you too.
How will we know how to get back to you with... Will you just appear with the power? When we have the power?
Oh, no, no. You'll need to bring it wherever you're... planning on taking it. Very curious to see what you decide.
Me too.
Toodaloo gives a finger wave, disappears in a swirl of wisteria colored lavenderish white magic. The smell of it lingering from his cloak as he goes.
Well.
Scylla gives Morgus a little pat.
As ready as a lover be.
Morgus is just going to do that thing where that dogs do, where they just kind of look at you.
Looks down sternly.
Shrinks. like shoulders.
Garrick Hyas has been, like, trying to play with Ziba, I think. Like maybe you're trying to kill him. Swing a sword. He's like
playing fetch with the sword. That sounds so dangerous.
You get it.
I would do.
Still catch it in air. Let it land first. Grab the hill. Brings it back. Swings it with his head.
Oh god, no.
Jump back a little bit.
I feel like, haven't we all seen that Instagram account?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At one point, he like, swing it farther.
Okay, Zippa grabs her javelin out and then just tries to distract it as far as she can.
Comes back, it's like getting stuck on things, you know.
Yeah, I'll see what he brings back with him.
Yeah. Awesome. The hour passes. And everyone heads through the portal.
Yeah. Don't be shady.
Yes.
All right.
That is it. Thank you so much for listening, as always. Thank you to the incredible cast. They're gonna fight a god again. Maybe two. What's gonna happen? I don't know. If you're liking what you're hearing, tell your friends. Tell them to catch up. Join the arc. It's about to end. And like, comment, leave a review, give us some stars, subscribe, anything you can do on your platform. Follow us on socials. If you want, you can support the show by donating on our Ko-Fi. You can actually also sign up for a monthly membership. If you can safely give, we would greatly appreciate it. All of those funds help support paying cast members. We try to pay every cast member for any non-Utopia show that we do. We love it. We're going to keep doing it. We appreciate you. Catch all of our other shows on our YouTube channel, on our podcast platform, and intro and outro by Nolan Clock, everything else by myself in this cast. I hope you have a really great day.